fragment, Igniculus Desideri, published by Mrs. Shelley in Poetical Works, 1839, first edition. This fragment is among the Shelley manuscripts at the Bodleian. See Mr. C.D. Locock's examination. To thirst and find no fill, to wail and wander with short unsteady steps, to pause and ponder, to feel the blood run through the veins and tingle where busy thought and blind sensation mingle, to nurse the image of unfelt caresses till dim imagination just possesses the half-created shadow, then all the night sick. Fragment, Amor Eternus, published by Mrs. Shelley in Poetical Works, 1839, first edition. Wealth and dominion fade into the mass of the great sea of human right and wrong, when once from our possession they may pass, but love, though misdirected, is among the things which were immortal and surpass all the frail stuff which will be or which was. Fragment, Thoughts Come and Go in Solitude, published by Mrs. Shelley, Poetical Works, 1839, first edition. My thoughts arise and fade in solitude. The verse that would invest them melts away. Like moonlight in the heaven of spreading day, how beautiful they were, how firm they stood, flecking the starry sky like woven pearl. A hate song. A hater, he came and sat by a ditch, and he took an old cracked lute, and he sang a song which was more of a screech against a woman that was a brute. Lines to a Critic, published by Hunt in The Liberal, number 3, 1823, reprinted in Posthumous Poems, 1824, where it is dated December 1817. Honey from silkworms who can gather, or silk from the yellow bee. The grass may grow in winter weather as soon as hate in me. Hate men who can't, and men who pray, and men who rail like thee. An equal passion to repay, they are not coy like me. Or seek some slave of power and gold to be thy dear heart's mate. Thy love will move the bigot cold sooner than me thy hate. A passion like the one I prove cannot divided be. I hate thy want of truth and love. How should I then hate thee? Ozymandias, published by Hunt in The Examiner, January 1818, reprinted with Rosalind and Helen, 1819. There is a copy amongst the Shelley manuscripts at the Bodleian Library. See Mr. C.D. Locock's examination, 1903, page 46. I met a traveller from an ancient land, who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert, near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculpture well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away. To the Nile, found by Mr. Townshend Meyer among the papers of Leigh Hunt and published in the St. James Magazine for March 1876. Month after month the gathered rains descend, drenching yon secret Ethiopian dwells, and from the desert's ice girth pinnacles, where frost and heat in strange embraces blend, on Atlas fields of moist snow half depend. Girt there with blasts and meteors tempest dwells, by Nile's aerial urn with rapid spells, urging those waters to their mighty end, o'er Egypt's land of memory floods a level. And they are thine, O Nile, and well thou knowest that soul-sustaining airs and blasts of evil and fruits and poisons spring where'er thou flowest. Beware, O man, for knowledge must to thee, like the great flood to Egypt, ever be. Passage of the Apennines. Composed May 4th, 1818. Published by Mrs. Shelley in Posthumous Poems, 1824. There is a copy amongst the Shelley manuscripts at the Bodleian Library, which supplies the last word of the fragment. Listen, listen, Mary mine, to the whisper of the Apennine. It bursts on the roof like the thunder's roar, or like the sea on a northern shore, heard in its raging ebb and flow, by the captives pent in the cave below. The Apennine in the light of day is a mighty mountain dim and grey, which between the earth and sky doth lay. But when night comes, a chaos dread on the dim starlight then is spread, and the Apennine walks abroad with the storm shrouding. The Past. Published by Mrs. Shelley in Posthumous Poems, 1824. Wilt thou forget the happy hours which we buried in love's sweet bowers, heaping over their corpses cold blossoms and leaves instead of mould? Blossoms which were the joys that fell, and leaves the hopes that yet remain. Forget the dead, the past. Oh, yet there are ghosts that may take revenge for it. Memories that make the heart a tomb. Regrets which glide through the spirit's gloom, and with ghastly whispers tell that joy once lost is pain. To Mary. Oh, Mary dear, that you were here with your brown eyes bright and clear, with your sweet voice like a bird singing love to its lonely mate. In the ivy bower disconsolate, voice the sweetest ever heard, and your brow more than the sky of this azure Italy. Mary dear, come to me soon. I am not well whilst thou art far, as sunset to the sphered moon, as twilight to the western star, thou beloved art to me. O Mary dear, that you were here, the castle echo whispers, here. On a Faded Violet, published by Hunt in Literary Pocketbook, 1821, reprinted by Mrs. Shelley in Posthumous Poems, 1824. The odour from the flower is gone, which like thy kisses breathed on me. The colour from the flower is flown, which glowed of thee and only thee. A shrivelled, lifeless, vacant form, it lies on my abandoned breast, and mocks the heart which yet is warm with cold and silent rest. I weep, my tears revive it not. I sigh, it breathes no more on me. It's mute and uncomplaining lot, it's such as mine should be.